Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from United Denomination of Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagwood Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident pastor of the Abbey Branch in Dawenia, off the Dawenia-Afienya Link Road. He oversees many churches both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Stuck on you, been down deep in my heart since now I'm on my way. Jesus, deep in sin, falling deeper and deeper into my sinful way. But now I'm on my way. I have found a new life. Oh. Stuck on you, I found my place, and this is where I'm gonna stay. And now I'm away. Just this is where I found the hope and the peace and love in the Holy Ghost. And now I'm on my way. I have found a new life. Oh, so glad I found a new life. Oh, this is a true and faithful saying, that Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Jesus came into the world to save a sinner like me. I was lost in sin and shame, but you gave your life to save me. Oh, oh, I don't wanna ever have to leave you. I don't wanna ever have to lose my calling. I love the brethren, I love my pastor, I love the church. Lord, I love to be with you, and I'm gonna stay with you, 'cause I'm stuck on you. I've got this feeling down deep in my heart since I found you. Now I'm on my way. My Jesus, deep in sin, falling deeper and deeper into my sinful ways. But now I'm on my way. I have found a new life. Oh, so mighty glad I found a new life. Oh, this is a true and a faithful saying, that Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost. I was lost in sin and shame, but you gave your life to save me. Oh, I don't wanna ever have to leave you. I don't wanna ever have to lose my calling. I love the brethren, I love my pastor, I love the church. beautiful church. Lord, I love to be with you, and I'm gonna stick with you, 'cause I'm stuck on you. I've got this feeling down deep in my heart since I found you. Now I'm on my way, my Jesus. This is where I found the peace and the love and hope and the Holy Ghost. Now I'm on my way. I have found a new life.
Amen. Wow, put your hands together for Jesus.
How many
of you believe God has delivered you from sin? You were lost in sin. By now, but God, by His grace.
Wow.
Father, we thank you for this morning. We give you praise. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's take our seats. I have a special message for you. It's a very, very special message. And it's going to help you. Hallelujah. It's a short. No, I was going to start a series, but I decided to preach this one-off message for today. And I'll continue my. I start the series next week. So this is a one-off message. For a purpose and for a reason. If you believe, your life will never be the same after today. I don't know whether it is the right time for you, but it's the right time for God. Remember when Jesus wanted fruit from the fig tree? Bible says that when he went, he didn't find the fruit. No, Bible says that it was not time for the season for fruit on that
Bible
tree. Why would God go when it is not time? It was not time according to human standards. It was not perfect according to the timing of man. But as long as God was concerned, it was a season. And as far as I'm concerned, it's the season for which to preach this message. Hallelujah. So let's talk about Habakkuk chapter 2.
Habakkuk chapter 2.
Habakkuk is in the Bible. Some of you may destroy your Bible right now. You've never heard of Habakkuk before. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. Short message, but you are going to be blessed. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. He says, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everybody say, the just shall live by his faith.
The just.
Romans 1:17. Romans 1:17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, again, the just shall live by faith. Amen.
Amen.
Did you see that? That by the mouth of two or three witnesses, a thing is established, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, Galatians 3, verse 11. Galatians 3, 11. Galatians 3, 11. It says, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, isn't it? No man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident. For, again, what does it say? For what?
The just shall live.
For what?
The just shall live.
The just shall live by faith. Three times. I need no other argument.
sinner for the three verses that the judge shall live by faith.
Verse again, sir. Bishop preaching. I can't want something natural. Say, "Otinini ni de GD ene betina."
How many are just here?
Nkofa hine e otinini.
The just is righteous, born again, Christian. How many are Christians here? Bible says you are going to live by faith.
Bible says the GD ene betina.
2 Peter 1:1-4.
2 Peter.
Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of our God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power had given unto us all things. Everybody say all things.
All things.
All things. God has given us everything that we need in this world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
According as his divine power has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. So God has provided you with everything.
Hallelujah.
So according to his divine power, he's giving us all things. All things means all things.
Hallelujah.
God wouldn't lie to us if he had not given it to us. Amen.
So
everything you need in life, God has given to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let's go to Galatians 5:1-6. I'll just read a few verses and we close. Okay. Where else do we have to go to? Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ had made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that is a debtor to the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, Christ has no effect for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you are falling from grace. So if it's the law that is going to make you justified, there's no effect of grace on your life. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision. Do you get it? So what I'm talking about is people who are talking about the law. Do you get it? And he was trying to emphasize that it's by faith in Christ Jesus and by grace. But the phrase I want, which is very important for what I'm preaching on today, is this one. But faith which worketh by love.
Now,
the Bible says the just shall live by faith.
Bible says,
God says he has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. And this is emphasizing that faith works. How many of you know that faith works? Faith works more than money. Faith works more than anything. Faith works. Many of us are used to things that don't work. For instance, I know some of you are wearing watches that are not working. You wore the watch to church just to match. One day,
David,
my wife was dressing, and she took a watch And she asked me whether the watch would go with her dress.
But the question I asked her is,
the watch working?
Because
I realized that the watch has been there for many, whatever, how long.
And I
couldn't see anything moving on
the watch.
But she was going to wait. And she said, well, she's not wearing the watch because of the time.
Oh, see, anya time nintin a mebo watch, you know.
She's wearing the watch because of what she's wearing.
It's a tadi or shanti na na obo watch, you know.
You see, even this one, since she bought, she has not removed the pin from it. You see what she's telling me? So people have things that don't work. Some of you have held mobile phones without credit for years. You'll be walking in town, you just say, hello. I see you're walking there. There's no credit on the phone.
Credit be any phone, sir.
It doesn't work. So we are used to things that don't work. You get it? But God is not like that. Whatever God gives you works. Whatever God gives you works. If it is not working, then you don't know how to use it. I remember I went somewhere and I bought a gadget for the office. And I brought it to Pastor Jerry. He says he has done mechanical engineering.
What's why mechanical engineer?
So I said, okay, you say you have done mechanical engineering, read it and let it work.
Me say, can you be found on any juma?
You won't believe it. He told me it is false.
What say I did not say.
So I told him that it is not sports.
Me say I didn't say it.
I said, I'm sure it is you, not the thing.
Me say I woo and yet.
This thing, the white man has made it to work.
Oh, bro, nina ya didn't say be juma.
You are not doing something
right.
So I told him, call Bishop Jake.
So he called
Bishop Jake. So we bought the same thing. And Bishop Jake told, oh, his is working. So I asked him to show you how he made it for his to work.
Mao said, you
won't believe it. Within 2 seconds,
Anche.
The thing that Pastor Jerry,
Adia Pastor Jerry,
mechanical engineer,
Awako school mechanical engineer,
told me that it's false.
We
should package it and send it back.
Yes,
no knowing that it could work perfectly. He couldn't operate it. And that is what is happening to most of you and your faith. God has given you faith that works perfectly. But because you are not operating it well, because you are not using it well, you say it doesn't work. But it works. It's a faith that worketh. Because of what he's talking about, he thought about worketh by love. But the statement is also true that faith works. And your faith must work. And I want your faith to work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you see, for everything that God has made, their enemies.
There
are things that fight it.
Like
the church.
Sorry.
I built my church.
You
know, the greatest faith thing that has ever been done is the church. The church came by a revelation by faith.
He said,
flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father. He didn't see it, but he said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, upon this confession, I built my church. So we come to church because we are faith people. That Christ is building his church.
Yes, Christ will see now, sorry.
So faith works. And in this church, faith must work for everybody. Whatever you have to do for faith to work, you need to do it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the enemies of faith. Things that fight against faith. And today I want to just talk about a few enemies of faith.
We shall close
and do our ceremony. Faith works. But they are enemies of faith. Number one enemy of faith is the spirit of wavering.
Any, what's the sound?
Bible says that in James 1, 5 to 8, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. Simple. And it shall be given unto you. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Listen, see, let not that man or that woman think that he or she shall receive anything of the Lord. Anything. Marriage.
Our rear.
Job.
Ejuma.
Healing.
Ayarisa.
Car.
Car.
Children. Eba. Don't think you shall receive anything. If you ask wavering.
So
so to waver is a great enemy of faith. The Bible said that a double-minded person is unstable in all his ways. To waver means you are double-minded.
So unstable.
Should I marry this person? Should I marry this person? Look, take one and marry. You, these brothers and sisters who are walking around in town and in church, just take one and marry. 4 sisters are working with you.
A man 9 and 90.
You love all of them. What do you mean? And you can love 4 women at the same time.
Obet me a donk of 9.
You know you can love 4 women at the same time.
Obet me a donk of 9.
You can love. Oh. You can love 4 women at the same time.
Obet me a donk of 9.
But
nanso,
you have to take one.
Esa un fa back up.
Make up your mind. Make up all these who are 35, these brothers who are 35 years and 45 years, and I'm talking especially the brothers who are not married. It's
worried.
Because they are double minded. They cannot settle on one person. Make up your mind
to our dream
and take one. You won't get anything from God. I don't know why this place they are making a lot of noise like that. Amen.
Amen.
Enemies of your faith that should work.
GDR time for
Hebrews 10:23.
Hebrews 10:23.
Let us hold fast the profession or confession of our faith without what? Wavering. Without being double-minded. If you are double-minded, you'll not get anything from God.
1
Kings 18:21. I'm just reading verses to you.
Verse pen I'm making can I tell.
1 Kings 18:21. And Elijah came unto all the people and said,
now Elijah be quite catching confusion. Say,
how long would you hold between two opinions? How long would you say, is it Franklin now or is it Josephine? How long would you flutter between two opinions? Waver. Between two opinions. Why are you staggering like that?
Don't stagger.
Don't stagger.
Don't stagger.
Don't stagger.
Don't stagger.
Ah! How long?
Because he's saying.
The sister came to dance in front of the church. When you saw that, this sister is good. Then you, instead of making up your mind, you, I don't know what you are thinking about. How long will you walk a waver? If some of you been to join a church,
you up to
today, you don't know whether you are here or you are not here. Stay here, stay. Make up your mind. Amen.
Amen.
Hey. He said that if God is God, follow him.
Ah.
But if Baal is bad, then follow him.
And
listen, and the people answered him not a word. Can you imagine? They had not made up their minds. They
have
still not made up their minds. So let me tell you something. Waver to waver.
So be him no.
It's a great enemy to faith. It doesn't make you receive anything. All the things you have asked, they have not come because you are halting between two opinions. Is it this or is it that?
Say away and then away.
Should I do this or should I
become,
you have become like the limb of a ghost. Should I go to Elimina or should I go to Kiko? You go anywhere. By the time you realize you are there, the next enemy of faith is the spirit of doubt. Spirit of doubt. Spirit of doubt. Mark 11:23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain. Do you know that mountain? The mountain is your problem. The mountain is that problem. And everybody has that problem. Except for those who have had faith to remove it. Naaman was a great general. Decorated general. But he was a leper. There was a mountain in his life. But every mountain in your life, the Bible says, shall be removed. But listen, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. And listen, and shall not doubt in his heart. Shall not doubt in his heart. What does it mean to doubt? Doubt. He said, and shall not doubt in his heart. You know, something that you can be explained as if you believe, but in your heart. And you know, many of us, as we are here, only God knows what is in our hearts. That is why, as for God, it does not look by do things by the appearance of people. It's by what is in your heart. So you may be saying it. That's why, again, he said, these people worship me with their lips, but their heart is far. So God knows, as you are here, God knows those who are here, but their heart is far. From him. Yeah. I used to go to church, but my heart was far from God. It was far. And I'm sure all those that God knew that my heart was very far. It was far from him. Mm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Bible said that, but shall believe in those things which he had said. Believe. Look, what mountain are you facing in life?
People bend our bra boom my how.
Some of you, your mountain is more than the highest mountain in the world. Your mountain is wow. But it can be removed. By faith.
Oh, GDM.
You can remove it. So doubt, not believing.
So
doubt is an enemy of faith.
And also GDA.
But faith works. Faith works. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are operating the thing in a wrong way. That's why you say I should send it back. And I almost sent it back. You only occurred to me. Let me call Bishop Jake. And I realized that somebody had asked me, was not doing the right thing. The next enemy of faith is fear.
Fear.
Faith works so. Those at the back, are you hear what I'm saying? Are you hear what I'm saying? Faith works. And Bible said the just shall live by faith.
Now Bible says GD need it.
It works more than any economy in the world. It works more than any medicine in the world. It works. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Matthew 14:23, following. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves. For the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking in the, on the sea, they were troubled, saying, oh, yes, someone. It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come to thee on the water. If it is you, if your word is true, if faith works, bid me come to you on the water. If it is possible, this impossible thing, to walk on water, if it is possible, bid me also to do same. This woman who couldn't give birth for how many years, if it, you have done it for her, do it for me too. If it is possible, if it be possible, if it be possible, bid me come to thee. And he said, come. Oh man.
Wow.
As for Jesus,
yes, dear.
You just have to go. You just have to say. You just have to ask. Somebody was, he said, Lord, if thou will that counts make me whole? He said, why not? I will. Everything belongs to you. Why would God make all these things and hide it from us? Like you parents, you have bought something and have hidden it from your children. God is not like that at all. He wants it for us. He said, come. Why not?
I said, bra.
Why not?
I said, bra.
Why not? Drive your car. Why not? Come, if it is you, let me park my car on the car park.
Say, yeah, well, my park in the car.
When I say, ask your friend, why not?
Why not?
Why not? Maybe some of you, when I say you couldn't ask, because this one is too big for me. It's too big for me. Why not?
This is our wisdom.
Why not? Say, come. And the Bible says, and when Peter, or Peter, depending on where you are coming from, and when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water.
Hey!
Wow. That which was impossible, he walked on the water.
Yes.
And you can ask Pastor Jerry, I walked on water one of some
Mr. Pastor Jerry, Miss Manantin is also paying.
I walked on water.
Manantin is also paying.
Yeah. Don't say the water was frozen.
Now it's only a block.
It was a river, but it was frozen.
Now it's only a block.
So I told them they should take me a picture walking. It's and then during the summer, when the river is flowing, then they will show that this is where I walked. Easy walking. He walked on the water. I see you walking on your water in the name of the Lord Jesus. No, there's a song that says, come and walk on the water with me. Come and walk on the water with me. Don't be worried.
You will not fail.
Okay, you will not fail. Okay. Come on, walk on the water. I say, come. Come, come, Nathan, come.
I said, bra.
You said, come.
I said, bra.
So Peter was walking on water. Peter walked on the water. Listen. But when he saw the wind boisterous,
he's
spoiling the thing.
Merci.
Peter is spoiling the thing.
Merci. Peter is saying, man.
Just as you are about to spoil your own. Peter is spoiling the thing now. He was walking. Things were working. Suddenly he saw the wind boisterous. He was afraid. He was afraid. Hey. Meanwhile, when Peter started the first step, the same wind was there.
Peter,
the second step, the same wind was there. How come now he's sinking? Because suddenly he's taking his mind off the word of Jesus Christ, and that is why he's sinking. Fear comes when you stop looking at Jesus and start looking at your surroundings.
So even if Jesus,
that's when you start becoming afraid, and that's what stops faith from working. But faith works. Faith works better than anything that you can. You know, some of you trust in certain things because you see that I can calculate and put two and two together. Faith works better than all these things. He started sinking. Why? Because he was afraid. He looked at the wind. He looked at the bank account. So if you have been looking at the bank account,
you must be ashamed. Bank account, crowd.
Meanwhile, the man has told you that when he wanted to make a widow woman rich, he told the woman, "Sow your last one." And yet, when it came to your turn, you started calculating. That is when you became a mathematician. An art student, now you have become a science student. When it comes to giving to God, now you didn't even pass math. When it comes to giving to God, you can calculate your last
peswa.
Look, some of you young men here, the money you should handle is not what you are seeing.
It's
not what you are seeing at all. You haven't seen anything. Some of you young women here, business women here, businessmen here, even those who work for the government, don't depend on God. What you should be seeing, you still don't believe what I'm saying. I said, what you should be seeing, it's not what you are seeing. Tell somebody, you ain't seen nothing. Because faith has stopped working. You are looking at things. Next enemy of faith. Hey, my time is almost up. Nakano. Enemy number
four. Yet also nine.
Is that so? I thought I've given you more. Okay. 1 Corinthians 2:14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. The things of the Spirit of God are these faith things I'm talking about. And you can't receive it. You see, you can't receive your blessings. Yesterday, I heard somebody bought a yacht for how many? $550 million yacht.
And I'm at so
you know yacht, it's not yogurt, ship. Yacht. If you want to say yacht, you understand. It's not yogurt, it's not canoe. It's not canoe. I said canoe, but I hear canoe. Yacht. $550 million
yacht.
Dollars, not cities.
$550 million. Wahuzi.
He's built his house. He wants to go and stay in, on, this, on the water. You just want to walk on it. He wants to go and stay on the water. And he has bought it. And he said what? He said, as for the money, he has it.
What's this guy?
That's where the money has it.
What's this card here,
you see how you are looking at me? You are here, your mouth, pam, pam. God is not a faking. God is on our side. Get it? Me, pam, pam. The silver and the gold belongs to God. And you can't even buy a canoe. Even bicycle tie, you can't buy.
Bicycle tie, won't mean Toby.
Because your song, you know, is the faith is not working.
It's as how Jidi ain't mean yet, Juma.
Just pam pam, you are doing in church. Your faith is not working.
GDN into me, Nyejuma.
But faith must work.
Now, so GDS in Nyejuma.
It has to work.
I say in Nyejuma.
Shall I tell somebody it has to work?
Catro be saying, Nyejuma.
It has to work.
I say in Nyejuma.
And it will work.
Now, I beg Nyejuma so.
It will work for those who believe.
Nyejuma man conform with GD.
It will work for those who believe.
Nyejuma man conform with GD.
It will work for those who believe. And those who don't believe, it will not work. And
they
shall see people. Just as you hear someone that bought a yacht for 500 or something, they shall see you too. You shall come and park your car here.
Hey!
Jaw-dropping miracles. They shall see you. They shall see you. Keyless what? Biometric car. Receive it in Jesus' name.
I receive it.
You see, I told her she will never have a job that will not pay her dollars. Many years ago, I told her. It happened exactly as I said. It happened exactly as I said.
Wow.
But do you know what she did? Do you know what she did? One day somebody died in the church and she told me she would take care of the children till whatever. That's what she does. You don't know. Faith, it works.
It's not
working for you. That's why. You think it works. She came to me and said, I will take care of the children. So it was said, but it's working.
Yours
was said, but it ain't working.
Nothing
is happening.
So
if it works, you have seen nothing yet. Have you seen this place? It's under a year that we have finished here. Your house is going to be finished in record time in Jesus' name. Then last enemy, then we'll close. James 4:2. Last. He said, ye lust and have not. Anytime you see somebody's car, you want it.
You
see somebody's wife, you want it. Somebody's house, you want it. Everything you see, you want. Ye lust, ye have not. Ye kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain.
You are doing
sakawa, you are doing juju.
Oh yes, sakawa,
all
juju.
Those things to get, and yet
Nanso,
you cannot obtain.
Unsankanje.
You fight and war, and yet have not.
Moko nansu unsankanje.
But everything, but you still have. Why the person is not fighting, and is having? Why? Because you ask not. The next enemy of faith that you don't ask. And when you ask amiss. You don't ask as if you're asking from God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Faith works. And faith must work. How does faith work? When God wanted to bless the widow woman. How did her faith work?
He
made the woman to give.
You
see, faith works by just believing God's word. And one of the ways that faith can work is when you give. And I want to provoke your faith to work. One of my prayers has been for God to raise up guys in this church who will be very rich.
You know,
my favorite prayers, I wish above all that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospered. That's my favorite. Anytime praying for the church, that's how I pray.
My favorite.
Young ladies, so prosper. So you have to do what it takes. Nothing wavering. Not afraid to work. For the faith to work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So faith is going to work. Now sit down. After I have preached, then action. Now, faith must work. How did Peter know that his faith was working? See, come.
I said, bra.
Action. So faith must work.
I said, GDN.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want us to lift our faith levels.
I see my GDN. So
by this fig tree time,
anything.
Jesus said, go to the fig tree. Get me fruit.
I said,
when they went to the fig tree. And then he said, because it was not time for the fig, for the fruit yet.
I said, so yeah.
And Jesus cursed it.
Now, so Jesus,
because Jesus was expecting. In other words, he's expecting you to go beyond your, that it's not time for salary, it's not time for this, it's not time for that. He wants you to just make do of the season. And this is the season. Do you know why I'm finding it difficult to preach this message? I think you should understand why I thought it's not the season to preach this message. You should understand why, those who were here last week, you should understand why I wasn't going to preach this message. I was going to preach this message in about 3 weeks' time.
In 3 weeks' time,
but as I struggled within myself, said, no, preach it. Preach it now. I said, okay, I'll preach it now. Hey. So, God wants you to rise up. Believe. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You got to give. Now, I ask God, what is this that I have to do?
Then I say,
seeing what I have done already, and I received wisdom. The wisdom is that there are many ways of raising and practicing your faith. Raising money and practicing your faith. And I decided to do Abba fundraising. Abba fundraising is Anadaya Bayazo Anakazo fundraising. That means it's almost like we are not ashamed. No shame fundraising. And this no shame fundraising.
It's a fundraising.
Should I tell the next thing about it? Do you want to hear? I don't want it to come from you.
Hey,
what is this? Are we going to command fish? Or ravens? No. I don't want it to come from you. Yours will come at the right time. But I don't want it to come from you. I want you to, without shame, I'm going to give you envelopes.
Remember our envelope.
I want you to, without shame, go to your offices.
Call office.
Go to your friends.
Call Nam for Fonching.
And anakazo them to be part of what we are doing.
For envelope, mom, I'm not for you being too.
Yeah. I want you to do that.
That's all, yes, sir.
Because, you see, there are reasons. There are reasons for that. One of the reasons is that some people just like to help the work of God. Don't people just like to help the work of God? Just that you have not gone to them to ask them to give. Yes. And then also, Bible said that he will give us the hidden treasures of darkness. Yeah. So we are going to our offices. Some of you are able to get a man to give you money to buy a wig. Some Some of you are able to get a man to buy you a mobile phone.
What do you mean, buy my top phone, man?
You're able to quiz. Oh, dada, no.
What do you mean, dada, mama?
No, a top pencil. Christmas Eve, what dada? I've got a top pencil shoe, man.
I've got a top pencil shoe, man.
Your color is your red. Hey! You are going. Let's not be ashamed when it comes to anything for God.
My emphasis is here yet. Adia man, yankupa. My emphasis.
Amen.
Amen.
As I preach, that God was touching your heart to give your life to Jesus.
Say
this with me. Say, dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart
that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
That Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
And I confess Jesus.
I confess Jesus
as my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
From today.
From today.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Patomu kampai wedi mechika. Say radi Yesu.
Radi Yesu.
Medawase.
Medawase.
Sawajeme.
Sawajeme.
Papa.
Papa.
Ene.
Mede
makuma mao.
Mede makuma mao.
Mesrao.
Mesrao.
Fami boni nyina cheme.
Fami boni nyina.
Natro mi din.
Natro mi din.
Ewo nkwa humanim.
Ewo nkwa humanim.
Ewo Yesu din.
Ewo Yesu din. Ana
mebo mpae. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0277-533-108. Or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abay Dawenia. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0277-533-108. You can also worship with us every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 10 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abay Dawenia. God bless you. Active Word, where the word is alive.